Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 20th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Klarna AI Boost, AI in Science, NVIDIA Quantum Leap, GitHub AI Agent. Klarna AI Boost. Klarna has positioned its homegrown AI systems, powered by OpenAI, at the heart of its operations. This move has not only allowed the company to terminate its expensive Salesforce CRM contract, but also to streamline hiring. The result? Klarna is now nearing a milestone of generating $1 million in revenue per employee, up from $575,000 previously. AI's influence is particularly evident in customer service, where it greatly reduced costs. Although AI chatbots took over roles from nearly 700 customer service contractors, recent developments indicate that customers can once again interact with human agents. Despite a 13% revenue boost to $701 million in the first quarter of 2025, Klarna's U.S. IPO plans remain on hold due to market uncertainties. AI in Science. Microsoft has rolled out Microsoft Discovery at its Build 2025 conference. This new platform leverages agentic AI to reshape scientific discovery. According to Microsoft, it's designed to handle science-related tasks from start to finish. Microsoft describes it as an enterprise platform that accelerates research by transforming everything from reasoning through scientific knowledge to hypothesis creation, candidate generation, and simulation analysis. Scientists and researchers can collaborate with specialized AI agents, aiming for faster, more scalable, and precise scientific outcomes. It builds on the latest AI advancements and supercomputing to enhance the discovery process. NVIDIA Quantum Leap. NVIDIA collaborates closely with Taiwanese companies such as Compal and Quanta to scale the CUDA-Q platform for industrial use. Compal has developed the CGA-QX platform, adopted by the National Science and Technology Council for nationwide use in research facilities. Quanta employs CUDA-Q to simulate state vectors and evaluate real quantum processor performance, enabling practical hardware validation. The National Center for High Performance Computing in Taiwan invests in a new generation of quantum application-specific computers built by ASUS, featuring over 1,700 NVIDIA HGX H200 series GPUs. The system, including two GB200 NVL72 rack systems, uses NVIDIA Quantum InfiniBand for connectivity and aims to unify classical and quantum computations this year. Meanwhile, Japan's ABCIQ project by AIST integrates over 2,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs with quantum processors, creating a flexible platform for diverse research and industrial applications. GitHub AI Agent. GitHub has rolled out an AI coding agent as part of GitHub Copilot, designed to tackle tasks like fixing bugs, adding features, and refining documentation for developers. Once assigned a task, the AI initiates by booting up a virtual machine, cloning the repository, and analyzing the code. As it progresses, the agent logs its reasoning and saves changes, eventually tagging the developer for a review. Developers can give feedback, which the agent will then address automatically. This tool aims to streamline coding processes by understanding task intent and adhering to project standards. Access is available to Copilot Enterprise and Copilot Pro Plus users. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.